I'm going to start. When Annie Downs confidently walked into her boss's office and declared, I've got an idea, and I'm going to start working on it tomorrow, she changed how she approached her work forever. Instead of waiting for instructions, completing tasks on a list, or simply following orders, she became an initiator. This shift not only benefited Annie, but also added value to her organization. The simple phrase, I'm going to start, has a profound impact and can be life-changing. In today's world, someone will always be able to do what you do faster, cheaper, and possibly even better. The internet has leveled the playing field, reducing the importance of factors like money, access, and size. Resources such as ideas, staff, materials, and financing are more accessible and affordable than ever. What sets successful individuals and organizations apart is their willingness and determination to take the first step, to initiate action. The seventh imperative. Success necessitates seven prerequisites. 1. Stay mindful of market trends, opportunities, and your own identity. 2. Acquire knowledge to comprehend your surroundings. 3. Establish trust through connectivity as you engage with others. 4. Consistency helps the system anticipate what's coming. 5. Create an asset that you can later sell. 6. Boost your productivity to enhance your value. 7. Show the courage, dedication, and enthusiasm to deliver. The seventh imperative is essential for driving all other aspects forward. Without it, achieving success will remain elusive. Poke the box. An MIT professor created a unique toy called a buzzer box for his baby son. Unlike typical infant toys, this heavy metal contraption had switches that activated lights or sounds when flipped in different combinations. The child learned how the box worked by playing with the switches and observing the outcomes. This process of exploration and discovery is akin to poking the box, where one experiments and embraces new ideas and unexpected results. Computer programmers exemplify this concept in their learning process. They interact with their computers, trying different actions, observing the outcomes, and making adjustments based on the results. Through trial and error, they gain a deeper understanding of how the system works and become proficient in their craft. Seize the opportunities for impact. Don't be daunted by the idea of starting something new. You can make a difference without needing to change the entire world. Start by making small or large improvements right from your desk at work. If you see a problem and have a solution, take action. Whether it's finding a better way to answer the phone, helping a colleague, or fixing a piece of equipment, go for it. In the past, coming up with a new idea could set you apart from the competition for a long time. However, in today's world, competitors can quickly copy your innovation, eroding your advantage. To succeed in this competitive landscape, you must continuously challenge the norm. Make innovation and change part of your daily business practices to stay ahead. Dynamic change compared to risk. Flux is flow, representing the constant movement and change in our surroundings. Unlike flux, risk involves taking action that may or may not succeed. Failure is a natural part of taking risks, and it should not be feared. Many people mistake any kind of change or movement as risky and resist it, which is counterproductive. In reality, not moving, innovating, or changing is worse than staying still. It's like moving backward. Failure is acceptable as long as it comes from working towards an ideal with good intentions. Most successful individuals have experienced failure, which is merely a step towards success. Fear of disrupting the status quo is a common human instinct. Your instinctual lizard brain may create resistance, warning you against taking risks. Instead of listening to this internal voice, acknowledge it and then disregard it. Move beyond mediocrity. Start your new beginning by organizing your day, being punctual, and focusing on your work. Don't settle for mediocrity. Let your pride push you to excel. Take inspiration from Google, which continued to innovate despite achieving success, going against the advice of financial experts. In today's world, products generally work as intended. Toothpaste whitens teeth, cars provide transportation, and iPads display content. Meeting expectations is no longer enough. Your brand must constantly evolve and remain fresh. Merely meeting standards won't make you stand out anymore. You must aim for something remarkable, interconnected, and new. Many organizations inadvertently promote mediocrity by valuing consistency and obedience over autonomy and innovation. The comic strip Dilbert humorously illustrates this corporate trend of maintaining the status quo. Consequently, employees simply clock in, do their jobs, and leave. In such environments, mediocrity becomes the norm. To truly impress someone, you must be willing to go beyond standard procedures and embrace exceptional requests. If you avoid special requests, treat employees as replaceable parts, or rely heavily on manuals, the chances of amazing someone are slim. Origins of productivity and innovation. The pursuit of efficient, replicable productivity traces back to Henry Ford's Motor Company, which pioneered the factory system for mass-producing automobiles. However, this approach stifled innovation by discouraging risk-taking, change, and originality. Contrastingly, modern successful organizations like Google, Apple, and Pixar thrive on cultivating dynamic business platforms that foster continuous evolution and improvement through innovative projects. Rather than resting on past achievements, these companies embrace the cycle of constant creation and renewal. An outdated work environment that stifles innovation often breeds passivity, where individuals hesitate to share new ideas and instead wait for approval or opportunity to come from higher ups. Whether authors hoping for agents to sell their books, employees expecting managers to promote them, or athletes relying on professional teams to draft them, this pick-me mindset limits potential. Instead, individuals are encouraged to reclaim agency and proactively pursue opportunities by picking themselves for the roles they desire. When to take initiative. Innovation isn't just for entrepreneurs. Businesses of all kinds benefit from employees who are willing to take risks. Employers often struggle to find people willing to tackle new projects, and those who do stand out. Even if a project fails, management values employees who take initiative. You should take action and poke the box when the cost of doing nothing outweighs the cost of trying something new. Consider whether the risk of being wrong is less than the risk of inaction. While you wouldn't close a factory to test new machinery, being creative is essential in certain endeavors, like drafting a movie script. Nurture your curiosity, as it can lead you to success. Remember how you explored without fear as a child? Don't let fear of failure as an adult hold you back. When you have an idea, explore it fully. Move from thinking to action, and eventually, turn your idea into a tangible product or service. Otherwise, you're just pursuing a hobby. Seize opportunities for success. Domenico DeMarco and Annie Duke took bold steps that changed their lives. DeMarco, walking down a Brooklyn street over 40 years ago, saw an empty shop, leased it, and opened a pizza parlor. Today, he loves his work and has no regrets about starting his business. Annie Duke, facing financial challenges in Montana, entered a poker tournament on her brother's advice and won $2,000. She decided to become a professional poker player, despite many setbacks. Her perseverance paid off, and she eventually became a World Series of Poker champion, winning over $4 million. Her story shows that embracing failure can lead to success. Why getting started is essential. Research indicates that the initial 5 years mark a period of significant growth for most companies. During this phase, systems are flexible, and managers learn through trial and error. Enthusiasm is high due to the excitement of exploration and discovery. However, once a company establishes itself, this thrilling chaos diminishes unless leaders actively encourage innovative approaches and risk-taking. Initiating action isn't just an option, it's a moral duty. Failure to pursue ideas, ask questions, or act on instincts can hinder team and company progress, as well as stifle personal growth. If your current company doesn't foster a culture of starting, it might be worthwhile to explore other opportunities. Embarking on a new venture might lead you in unexpected directions, which is perfectly acceptable. For instance, the first Starbucks in Seattle initially focused on selling coffee beans, fresh tea, and herbs instead of cups of coffee. This was a misconception by one of the founders, Jerry Baldwin. However, when Howard Schultz returned from Italy with a passion for espresso, Baldwin and his partners were open to reevaluating, revising, and enhancing the original idea. The outcome? The Starbucks we all know today. Effective idea generation and action. Some individuals enjoy brainstorming ideas, but simply generating ideas without taking action is not productive. On the other hand, some people feel the need to overthink and consider every detail before acting. Meanwhile, others start multiple projects without completing any of them. Some individuals tend to self-sabotage by asking too many questions, taking excessive notes, and constantly switching between ideas. They often justify this behavior by labeling themselves as creative. However, it's essential to select the most feasible ideas and begin implementing them. Once you start taking action regularly, you'll build momentum. This will increase your awareness of opportunities and contribute to a culture of innovation, continuous improvement, and pushing boundaries. Key points. 1. Initiating action is transformative and essential for success in today's competitive landscape. 2. Experimentation through poking the box encourages openness to new ideas and opportunities. 3. To overcome the fear of failure is crucial, as it is a stepping stone towards success. 4. Companies often inadvertently promote mediocrity by prioritizing consistency over originality. 5. Transforming ideas into tangible products or services and bringing them to market is vital. 6. Having the courage and passion to execute plans is fundamental for success. 7. Prioritize actionable ideas and commence action promptly to drive progress and innovation.